You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for So You Think You Can Dance. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest So You Think You Can Dance news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for So You Think You Can Dance.
All of a sudden there was music and I was not expecting it. What's up, all you stars, studs, and So You Think You Can Dance lovers? Yay! I hope that everybody is enjoying us on Ustream, iTunes, and every other place on the planet that you possibly can follow and listen, and follow us on Twitter at AfterBuzzTV and everything else, because there's so many different ways that you can get involved. Tell your friends, please. Tell your friends so that more people can get involved and call us and tell us what you think, please, and tweet us and tell us what you think. Even if it's not good, that's okay. We don't mind.
We do like to get comments so we can improve.
Oh, yeah. No, we definitely like comments so we can improve. I am your host, Maria Kanellis, and I am here with...
Heather Basra.
Basra.
La, like la, an la. Opera.
It is so good to see you, darling.
It is.
You
are
looking
you.
Lovely with your hair, your little flower in your hair. Is this like a thing every week?
I do. I love my flowers and my earrings. Those are.
I love them too because they make me feel happy and sparkly. And I was looking in here because I'm trying to get over an epic hangover. And, you know, so I was looking to see if there's any advice on that. But there's definitely some healthy eating advice and some exercise advice. If
some
you are
tips,
not
and tips.
Watching us right now, I'm holding Maria Menounos's book, Every Girl's Guide to Life, which is like my new Bible. It sits next to my toilet and I read. I mean, not that.
Or it could just be sitting on your coffee table.
It could be sitting on your coffee table.
Wait, sometimes the best reading is done on the crap way.
It is?
Not that I do that because I'm a lady,
no. But.
No, girls never do that.
On the jaw.
On the jaw. And, you know, sometimes I just like to sit there and hang out, you know, because it's quiet in the bathroom.
It is.
You know, especially if you're at your parents' house and then they think that you need to be doing something. And so you're like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. And then you just sit in there and read books.
You just hide out. You just hide out reading.
No one wants to bug you when you're in the bathroom. Come on. They're like, oh, dear. Okay. And the longer you stay in there, the more, like, sympathy you get.
It is.
It's amazing.
True. Oh, she's not feeling well.
Yeah. Oh, poor thing. No, I'm just reading
you
Maria Menounos'
book.
Food? No, the food's the last thing I need.
Yeah,
but
please.
We are doing After Buzz for So You Think You Can Dance Season 8, Episode 20, Top 6 Perform. Really? We're down to top 6?
Oh, yeah. Next week is the season finale.
Why do I always feel like it goes so fast?
It does.
So You Think You Can Dance is, like, amazing. And then we find out that Caitlin was watching So You Think You Can Dance when she was 8 years old.
Yeah.
Which, from now on, can
makes
we
me feel
leave,
old. Yeah, don't...
leave that little tidbits out? Because then I feel ancient, and I think
I
to myself...
How old is she now? She's, what, 18?
18, probably. No. But she can't... 10 seasons... No, this has been 8 seasons. Wait.
Yeah, 8 seasons.
8 seasons, so... She, it. Yeah. She's...
I feel old.
Yeah.
I remember the first season. I'm like, oh,
yes. It's insane. Absolutely insane.
8.
And then you have people that are coming back that are from like season 2.
Right?
Still
like,
dancing.
Oh, I haven't seen you.
Still loving life. Still absolutely phenomenal looking. I mean, I'm just so excited. This is just, it's so wonderful when we get to this point where mm-hmm. it's like, you know, you have the top six and you can't really tell them apart of like who's the most amazing because it's all flip flopping. Like mm-hmm. we heard all yeah. the judges tonight. They were like, I love this one. I changed my mind. But you know what? They can't change their mind because it was an incredible night mm-hmm. tonight. I mean, I have to say it's one of my favorite episodes I've ever seen on So You Think You Can Dance. I don't know if you agree or not, but
you know, I pick and choose from each season, you know, dances that I love, and we watch them over and over again.
You know what? That's going to be our special segment later tonight. We are going to talk about what our favorite dances are that we've ever seen. How about we do that?
I'm down.
Okay, we'll do that a little later. But first up, we had Melanie and. Melanie and Twitch opened the show, and they were insane.
They were great, but I feel like there wasn't a big connection. I feel like if Sasha had done this piece, mm-hmm. Would have blown it away.
You know, I think that she's, because she hasn't done this style yet mm-hmm. this season, she was a little disconnected at first, and then she got more and more into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did want to see the hoodie come up. Whole time I was like, get that hoodie up and just get into it and like have those eyes underneath the hood that are looking out. And then you can kind of get into the groove a little bit more. I have to say that. Great concept. Little Red Riding Hood. I always love Little Red Riding Hood.
I loved it. Yeah. I loved how at the end she kind of won and had him like, I'm the queen and you're uh-huh. You're my wolf dog.
My dog, and I'm going to walk you around. But she's like that in all her routines, kind of.
Dominate.
You know, she's the rock. She's the dominant one. She's the one that's kind of breathing him back to life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a good role for her, I think, because she is such a strong woman.
Female dancer. Yeah.
But at the same time, like Mary Murphy said, she also is a little bit like Shirley Temple mm-hmm. and like sweet
mm-hmm.
and you get that fun personality out of her. The lighting for the whole thing I thought was weird.
Well, I think it was supposed to be like that smoky forest and dark and dungy. And
I have a hard time with the lighting sometimes when they do that stuff because mm-hmm. it's like, I want to see the dancers. I really want to see the dancers. We had Christina Applegate as one of the judges this week, and I love her.
Mm-hmm. She's gorgeous.
Amazing. She had some of the best things to say tonight. She said that she's been dancing since she was 3 years old mm-hmm. and up until she got pregnant with her first child. So that's incredible background for dance.
Well, and she was able to say, oh, that développé, and you did that. You know what I mean? She was able to actually use technical dance terms without being wrong, you know, she used them in the right way. And her knowledge, I think she's the best guest judge I think I've seen on the show
mm-hmm.
because she actually knew what she was talking about.
Yeah.
I want to speak to that, too, because remember the week Neil Patrick Harris came on?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like, at least when Christina, like, there were times where she didn't know what it was and she would turn to Mary or she would turn to somebody and be mm-hmm. like, I don't really know what this is called, but she explained it and she was very honest.
Mm-hmm.
When Neil came on, he was like, I know everything about what I'm talking about and here's the statement of it. And
Yeah,
so for someone who's not, like, a known dancer, for her to come on and judge them the way she did, I just did a good job. Great personality.
She's
sweet. She's very sweet.
She's very sweet and very intelligent how she goes about things and funny too. I liked her humor.
She was funny.
So great. And the first thing she said was, Melanie, you give me hope. I mean, what a great way to like
encourage somebody
to start off the show, to like not start with the I know exactly what I'm talking about, and so I'm going to give you this.
Yeah, the snooty little.
Yeah, I don't like that, but you give me hope, and I love that. And then, of course, our other judge was Little C, which, of course, started with, move through the movement, and you have buckness. Really, Little C? He had some doozies tonight.
I usually try to fast forward through him because he kind of annoys me a little bit.
Yes.
He just tries too hard. Just Be yourself.
But I do give it to him because everybody knows him as that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes just getting people to know what you do is half the battle. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is.
True, true.
And then Melanie Solo. Oh, my God.
She came up with that right before she went on stage.
Yes.
During the commercial. What, the commercial's what? 2 minutes?
If
tops?
That,
tops?
Yeah.
At 2 minutes, she came up with that in her head.
I mean, it
brilliant.
Was the greatest solo of the night, if not one of the best dances of the night. Her outfit was great. It was not a white, drapey thing. DJ Jesse Janity was very happy.
Yes, yes.
You know, it was... The split
powerful.
Thing she did onto the floor from a back bend into a split, like, that was incredible. And she was really fighting for her life.
Yes.
Really
definitely.
Fighting for
and
it.
We saw some of the other contestants dancing. And I'm just like, wow, okay.
You're okay,
in the beginning, you could have danced like that. But this is the top six. You want to get into the season finale. Like,
yeah.
That is your whole goal now. You're not buddy-buddy with all these other dancers.
Yeah.
Okay? You need to actually be up there and do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Get in it.
And fight for your life. And show us something different. And as many solos as we've seen of hers, I can't compare that solo to any other solo.
No.
None.
No.
Not a single one.
It was powerful and creative.
It was awesome. And then her third dance of the night, she danced with Tad.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
a contemporary jazz routine. So sexy. Also not in a white drapey thing.
Nice.
Good on you, people, for dressing her properly today. And then
they were saying it was like Black Swan.
It was like Black Swan, yes. And just the way that Tad lifted himself over the... was it over the chair that he lifted himself over? Yeah.
Over the chair.
It was just incredible, like, how much control he has. He's just such, he's a good bass.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really good bass for her. And I really can appreciate that. The song was amazing.
Ugh, beautiful.
It just, the whole thing. And what Lil C said was, it's extremely Bach. And, you know, I kind of felt bad for Tad the whole time because they
kept talking about her and her solo. They're like, oh, first, before we get to this dance, we're technically not supposed to talk about your solo, but let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just went boom, boom, boom. All the judges were like, well, I'm going to follow in suit and say amazing things about your solo because you were freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Here's my thing about that. That kind of aggravates me. With this type of competition. Because now, when did the judges stop judging them?
Top 10.
It was the top 10?
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, the biggest thing about this, like, we know Melanie's an amazing dancer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We say that every week. We say that every week about Sasha. But, like, to me, watching that dance, what impresses me more, I'm expecting that from Melanie. So if
right.
it's anything less than... Then I would comment on it.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, the fact that Tad, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just went on brain fart. The fact that Tad could keep up with her.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the fact that Tad is a B-boy.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that his debliés or whatever.
Developés.
And I mean.
His hands.
And he's not trained at all.
And like, I know the biggest thing in the dance world is the arch of your foot.
Oh, yeah, and he had those suckers pointed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I remember going to Juilliard, and those dancers, like, the biggest thing for them is the arch of their foot. They would sit there at lunch, like, just with their
pointing.
Toe curled. Like,
Yeah.
And just the fact that he can keep up, that amazes me.
And they didn't give him enough credit.
They didn't give him enough credit.
At all.
But you can look at it from two ways. Didn't give him enough credit, okay, or is it... That Melanie is so powerful and makes you want to fall into tears that even if she was just doing walking across the stage, she would give you that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Tad doesn't give you that feeling. So you can look at it from both perspectives of like, you know, we can jump ahead and talk about Sasha a little bit, but Sasha... I don't care what she is doing, and I don't care that she does not have the extensions that everybody else does. She does not have that flexibility. She can't do 4 million turns. When that woman moves, I watch her, and I'm just staring at her, and I'm just so amazed by her passion that's within her, and it's building, and you could see it building throughout the dance. And then all of a sudden by the end, sometimes she's even in tears. So it's like, is it that Tad is, you know, sure, he's keeping up, amazing, but maybe he just needs to connect a little bit more. And maybe that's why the judges aren't giving him that extra little
Well, maybe he's getting a little cocky.
Yeah.
Now that he's towards the end, oh, I've made it. Because, you know,
see, I don't
saw
think,
his
I don't
solo,
feel that.
And it was kind of like,
His solo was kind of meh. And, you know, why don't we talk about him next?
Well, I want to say about the cocky thing. I definitely don't think he's cocky. I think he's so focused on learning these new types of dances because he's not what these people are that he's nowhere near getting ready to be the character part, the acting part of it.
Yes.
Because he's just trying to keep up physically.
The choreography part.
And trying not to look like a B-boy when doing these dances. Because when they were doing the, I know I'm skipping, the chandelier dance. When they
That's
were doing,
what we're going to next.
Right, when they were doing the chandelier dance, there were parts of that, like when he did that stance on the chair. It's amazing and great, but it's very B-boy of him.
Yes.
You know, so to break away from that, I think he's really up in his head, because that's what I've learned from watching this show, that these dancers, the biggest thing is to get out of your head. And I think that's where his head goes. I don't think it goes anywhere cocky. I think that that's what his biggest problem is.
Right.
So putting him next to someone like Melanie, she's such an actress and dancing is...
And it's almost like the judges are feeding that as well, as like, oh, Melanie's so amazing, blah, blah, blah. But if they said, Tad, you're so amazing, oh my gosh, you're so incredible, blah, 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 that's going to give him a little bit of confidence. And then he's like, ooh, I could keep up. Okay. And that might, it might help him. I don't know. There's two different ways of looking at it. It's just like there's different ways of parenting, you know? And which way of parenting is it? Is it, you know, you just ignore the bad behavior, or do you
punish it?
Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many different ways of doing it. The chandelier number fell flat for me. I don't know if it did for you. It was a Sonia tie. I really had like so many like high expectations.
What did you say about it? You said it was a little like Cirque du Soleil. Oh yeah, right.
Cirque du Soleil.
You're like, is this So You Think You Can Dance or Cirque du Soleil?
Yeah,
because it really was.
It. And when Cirque du Soleil does it, then it's like
beautiful
and incredible and amazing. Whereas these guys aren't trained in using that type of prop, so they're not very fluid with it. And they're always looking for, where do I step down on the chair? Or where do I...
You can see what the next step is going to
be. Right. And I love Eleanor. I was so excited. Like, Sonia and Eleanor together. I was like, this is going to be great. And then...
Explosive. And then...
Wah, wah.
The detonator did not explode.
No, it just was like, fell flat. Nigel even said needs more dancing.
Yeah.
You know.
To me, it was kind of a little bit like Sweeney Todd.
Okay.
You know, in that sense.
Uh-huh.
It captured my attention for that part, but other than that, I kind of...
Yeah.
I think they relied on the chandelier a little too much.
Yes.
If he just... I liked when he started out and did it, but once she got involved with it, it was like, okay, what? Why are we just hanging from this?
She probably felt uncomfortable doing it.
Yeah. I mean,
which you can see, and it's kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of meh. Meh. Nice try. Could have been a cool concept, but meh. His solo was not the most fantastic thing ever either.
It was weak sauce.
I have that down here. Weak sauce.
Yeah.
Does anybody have a definition for weak sauce?
I'm gonna get you one. I'll be right back.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
I think it would be lame.
Okay, well, we'll definitely find one. He stuck his crotch in her face at the end. I did not like the crotch in the face part.
Yeah.
I also thought that the hopping around on the hand was cool, but less hopping around and please more b-boying. Oh, here we go.
I love this song. I was really excited when he started coming out. And then meh. Like,
meh.
For a b-boy, I want to see tricks. I want to see.
Yeah.
I want to see you spin around and look like you're about to break your arm and do flips and stuff. And you kind of just.
Meh.
Okay, I found the best definition.
Okay, let's.
Weak sauce. Calling one weak sauce compares an individual to the mild sauce found at Taco Bell. Weak insignificant, attempting to be like the other hot sauces, but not living up to expectations.
Nice.
I love that.
Really?
I do. I like that one.
Really? That's hilarious. That is so funny and so awesome.
Compared to Taco Bell. Hot sauce.
That's amazingness. I really like it.
Woo.
Caitlin. Wow.
She really stepped
when
it up.
When I grow up, I mean.
Serious.
She grew up and all of a sudden we saw her and she was like a hot
I'm
woman.
Here.
I am woman. Mm-hmm. Hear me roar. But you know what? That happens a lot with Pasha. Pasha does something to him.
He just does that to women.
He's like,
he takes
you know what? I've got
like
so much manliness. I will force you to be a woman. And then they are. It's just amazing to watch. Like, and we learned that she was adopted. That was very interesting. Yeah. So you know all the stuff that kind of goes
I
along
love
with
that.
That. It's something
that.
Definitely to pull from. It's mm-hmm. nice to hear their stories from home. It was stories
it
from
was.
Home week. So, you know, we heard a little bit from everybody. But that was one thing that I definitely pulled from with
they
her.
They support
was,
her.
They support her big
completely,
time.
And I love that.
Big time. Mm-hmm. And then Jesse said that it got a little lost at parts, and I believe that same thing. When she was doing the tango with Pasha, it did get a little lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a couple of times where I was like, man, what are you doing over there? Okay, and mm-hmm. then they're back into it.
They need to stay closer together.
Well, I don't know if it was a closer together thing or if it was just a muddled thing. Mm. Or it could be camera angles. Because sometimes when they show you camera angles, it's like not what the choreographer intended. Mm-hmm. The choreographer intended for the audience to watch it. So when they come in with these crazy camera angles, sometimes it's like it's like any photo shoot. You mm-hmm. catch them at the bad angle, they look like they're about 40 pounds heavier and not sexy. Catch them
True.
At the right angle, holy
and
crap,
I
they're a
will
supermodel.
Look like a firecracker.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I think, and especially with a dance like the tango, I think you can catch bad angles sometimes.
Well, they zoom in and then they come from this side.
Yeah.
They come from this side. It's like, I just want to watch. I just want to.
Yes.
Right here. I just want to uh-huh. see it like this, you know?
Because when you go to a concert and there's dancers on stage, you don't go up on stage and go, ooh, what does it look like over here? Oh, let me see it over there. Let me get behind you and see what's happening, you know? Because. Yeah. You don't want that all the time. That's why on the red carpet, you do your poses that you're good at. Well, when they get up here, they're doing their poses that they're good at, but they don't always get to choose the angles, which sucks.
That's true.
It was very sexy for her.
It was.
Such a sexy
Loved
dance
it.
For her.
Mm-hmm.
Christina said it was really well. Mary did say foot position was great, but you pulled your face a little too much.
Mm-hmm. She was trying a little too hard probably to be sexy because
yeah.
she's always smiling,
uh-huh.
got that cute little face on.
Yes.
And now she's doing the...
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sexy. Just look at me.
The duck lips.
Mm-hmm. a little too much with the duck lips, but other than mm-hmm. that, I'm very happy with you on that particular dance.
I did. I liked it.
What was... let me see. Do I have her solo? Oh, yeah.
Her solo competition that. Moves.
Oh,
she kept doing the same move over and over again, doing this, going down, up again, and back down again, and up again, and back down again. And
I think she also made her solo 2 seconds before she went out, but not so much. She needs to spend a little time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's her age. It might be her
age. Yeah, she is young. Maybe she hasn't had enough choreography classes
yes.
to have expanded her knowledge of movements or
mm-hmm. yes.
whatnot. But she definitely does need to go out there and
uh-huh.
learn a few more steps.
Yes.
to her repertoire. Like, seriously.
Yeah, that was kind of sad because the other two numbers were so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this next one. Heavy in Your Arms, they danced to Heavy in Your Arms by Florence and the Machine.
That's
and
their
instantly,
new song.
I was like, oh my gosh, I have to get that. So it is already downloaded on my phone.
Nice.
Because I was so excited when I saw this dance and saw Caitlin and Marco dance together. And it was
beautiful.
It was a contemporary jazz routine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the things that they did in there was just so. Yeah.
Well, it reminded me, because the dance was supposed to be about how the man is controlling.
Yes.
And she's trying really hard to get away. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me of Capone.
Yes.
And I don't remember her name.
Oh, my gosh. The blonde chick. So amazing.
I love her, but I'm sorry. I forgot.
That's okay. I'll remember.
But anyway, Capone and that song Gravity. And it, I can see it. I can feel it. I can feel mm-hmm. their passion in the dance of her going, let me go, please. Just let me live my life. And him going, you're mine. And I'm in control here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, the way he grabbed her and tossed her around and threw her on the ground.
Yeah.
I can feel it. It was there.
Yeah. It was amazing. I just have one giant amazing down here. Like, just amazing.
A capital A on the
big. There was nothing else I could say. It was just so great. And they were such a good team. Like, I feel like they brought each other, like, brought
good
each other to a place that, but if you remember, Marco was with Melanie. And when Marco was with Melanie, it was incredible, too.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Marco is just incredible.
Amazing.
Maybe he's just
well,
the
I was going to actually say this component. To you guys out there. She did a great job with Marco, but a lot of the times, well, when I was watching, I was wondering,
mm-hmm.
was it mostly Marco who made that amazing? I will say, though, she normally slips up with her facial expressions, and I feel like she was really into that dance. But I feel like she was really into that dance because
of Marco.
Marco is so into it. Now,
yes.
Watching it, I said to myself, normally in competitions when they pair them up, they pair the bad ones up, so that way one of the bad ones will get kicked off.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of surprised Marco and Sasha weren't paired up. And as I was watching Marco dance with her, I was thinking, if Sasha was doing this, this is amazing. But mm-hmm. if Sasha was doing this with him,
uh-huh.
like, I would have had yes. a high-pitched scream, and you guys would be like, are you okay, just?
But see, I feel that way about all dances. I feel like Sasha should just come back in and just do it with
just,
everybody.
She should just do the whole show. Just,
I said to you guys,
it's the Sasha show.
And I'm glad that at the beginning of the season, when we started this, they said, you know, Sasha, you are Sasha Fierce. And I said to you guys tonight, I was like, she's really like Beyonce watching her, because it's like, mm-hmm. everything she does, it's like, are you really that into it? Like, you
yeah.
really are. You really feel that.
He loves yeah. it.
But to me, Marco is the male version of that on this show. Mm. And that's mm-hmm. what, oh my God, can we please talk about him just because.
You want to talk about Marco? All right, we will talk
getting
about
getting hot
Marco.
In the booth.
Getting hot in the booth. Uh-oh.
See me.
Somebody get a fire extinguisher.
He's my favorite dancer on the show. I've said it since the first time we ever started this show. I've always been sort of into So You Think You Can Dance, but
yeah,
he's really made me like be obsessed with this season.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's very strange for me because I'm not really. It's hard for me to get into this. Like mm-hmm. I'm really into more like singing competitions and
uh-huh.
stuff. I love mm-hmm. dance, but he made this season for me.
Really?
I can't think of a bad. Even his bad ones, I'm still like, well, he was freaking amazing. He was still good.
And that yeah. is how they get you. That's how they get more and more viewers every season.
Yeah.
People who have never seen the show in 8 years that it's been on, do that. Go, oh, wow, okay, I see one episode because they're flipping through the channel. And then they mm-hmm. get hooked, and now
they're more and more viewers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there's that, and then there's also the fact that, like, dancers love to learn and learn about more dancers. And mm-hmm. so if you think about, like, my sister is on part of the, she's on the dance team for University of Illinois.
Mm.
And I know that her and her girlfriends all sit around and watch YouTube videos of it and mm-hmm. watch YouTube videos to pull different dance steps from.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're pulling dance steps and putting it in their routines,
who's
to say that every single dance studio out there isn't watching this, the choreographers aren't watching it going, oh, I'm going to take that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take that. Because the biggest form of flattery in dance
is to steal. Mm-hmm.
Is to go, you know what? I'm going to mimic that. I'm going to do that. So for this particular show, what it's done and what we saw at the beginning for National Dance Day mm-hmm. is it's kind of even exploded that more. Because now you have all these incredible photographers and choreographers that mm-hmm. that are
Want
all on one
it.
Show, and you can watch that one show and go, okay, this is the top. this is, you know, these are the greatest.
These are the best.
And so now we're going to use their choreography in all of our dances. And then all of our students are going to watch So You Think You Can Dance. And so are their parents, because they need to know what's going on, too. So, I mean, it's
how it works.
It's extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary.
Like a domino effect.
Mm-hmm. And everybody has their favorites. Everybody has their favorite dancer. And dancers all connect with different types of dancers
That's
as well.
True. Mm-hmm.
You know, they really do. They go, okay, I'm not the one with the greatest flexibility, so but I have a lot of heart, so I'm a Sasha. Or, you know, I'm a B-boy, but I really want to do this.
Connection.
And then you connect with Tad. Mm. And so every season you have that as well. But with Marco and his first paso tonight, the song was boring, but he was with Janet and
Jeanette.
Jeanette. And he lost his footwork, I thought, a bit.
Mm.
And, like, his outfit was the same as Mary's. And that was weird, but that's okay.
The 80s flashback, Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I didn't like this. I loved his other dance.
Mm-hmm.
His solo was amazing, but this paso was like, meh.
It was okay. I watched it once.
Yes.
That's probably all I'm going to watch of that one.
Mm-hmm. This is not going
to be. Oh, saw it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Meh.
This is not my ultimate dance ever. But his solo was amazing.
Wow. What did Jesse say? He's going to get a Gap commercial. He was wearing the khaki pants and the long sleeve shirt.
It amazes me how effortlessly he can go from doing, you know, tour jetés to doing a... to cartwheels, to back handsprings, to backs, to just...
anything.
It's like he breathes it.
Yeah.
Like, when I watch him, I say to myself, the thing I like about him is, like, there's so much mystery behind him.
Mm-hmm.
He can dance feminine. He can dance masculine.
Yeah.
And make it work.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I love about him is he's so... I guess it's magical. Like, it really... Like, I feel like if you were to meet him...
Should we go there?
I feel the like if you were to meet him... Oh, my gosh, no. Stop. I feel like if you were to meet him... Like, and he was just, like, smiling at you and talking. I feel like he would actually be dancing around you. Like, I feel like his actions in life, he really dances.
Uh-huh.
It's like a musical life.
Yes. Story. And that's why I want to be friends with him. Like, I really feel like he would be a special,
just friends. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know.
Okay, but pushing all of that aside, I mean, honestly, I really think that he's just one of those unique people where...
He'll just lift your spirit.
He has to dance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just who he is. Not because he wants to express an emotion. He just physically...
Just loves it.
It's what he is.
Feels it. It's like in his being to just dance.
And wasn't it Marco, too, that his mom was able to come for the first time this week?
No, she came last week.
Okay. And they had a crying sesh. And well, they did. And... Yeah,
sorry, I watched last week's Tonight before, so I got him a little confused. I was just, you know, trying to... but I think that, too, that says a lot that he has that connection with his family that has pushed him. And so he can dance around you because that's what he's always done. And that's what he did at home. And that's, you know, that I think that's just really cool to see. Oh, Ricky, your solo. He's just so spidery to me, and his solo was boring, and I just...
I really just don't like him. They got rid of Jess and kept Ricky.
I just don't like him. Okay? Continue on.
He's definitely stringy and...
Spidery.
Can America call in and explain to us why Jess was kicked off? America, 424-256-1729. Please explain this.
I want to know, okay? I want to know right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. Why? He's so much better. Jess was so much better than Ricky. He was more versatile.
Mm-hmm.
He was had this personality that just, you know what I mean? Like, everything's musical and just vibrant. And Ricky, I just feel like...
Meh.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think sometimes the judges, though, go, oop, you got some arrogance. Goodbye. Because that happened with Jesse. That also happened with Ryan.
Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Ryan was a little bit arrogant. I think.
But I think Jesse calmed down a little bit. I really do.
Jesse did calm down, but they already had gotten off on the wrong foot. Mm. But his dance with Jamie was awesome.
Yes.
But see, here's the problem. Is now, and it was a Dee Casbury dance.
Oh.
But the problem is I don't remember the dance now. Of all the dances of the night,
okay,
it was the one
now.
With the sticks.
Mm-hmm,
but
the props.
It was like, but it wasn't the first thing to pop into my head.
But I really wasn't watching him
as much
either.
As you were watching
I
Jamie.
Was watching her mm-hmm. because she did it flawlessly.
Mm-hmm.
She was beautiful. And, I mean, I thought this was a good dance for him.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find my notes because I know I said something.
Mm. I think it was better for him because he wasn't so spidery. Like, he's really starting to dig down into his legs. And I think that's important because when you are so tall and, like, dancers aren't
lanky.
Known for being tall, when you're lanky like that, if you do not control it, then it just – everything goes out your ends. And what dancing all is all about is being in here and telling a story.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you can't do that, then what's the point?
Yeah.
That was another thing that Christina Applegate said was that dancing is about telling a story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about feeling an emotion. It's about...
It is.
It has nothing to do. And she went on this whole long rant about, you know... you can do all these great tricks and these extensions and these développés and but
if you don't have the heart and soul in it,
yeah,
who's gonna want to watch?
Who cares?
Yeah.
But when you can tell a story, that's dance,
mm-hmm.
and that I thought was so amazing. And then he also danced with Sasha, and this dance irritated me because. I think it brought
lacking.
Down Sasha's level a little.
Did, definitely.
Sorry. One more thing before
concur.
We go too far into that.
The outfit?
What? No, Lil C said
oh, yeah.
that Ricky is magically magnificent puppeteer of physically rhythmic artistry you are. What the heck does that mean? Can someone call in and tell me what that means?
It's just like saying bibbidi bobbidi boo. What the fuck? Like, he just spewed stuff out of his mouth.
And plus, he read it off of paper. And I love that Christina Applegate
totally.
Was like, oh, yeah. Because most people
totally
don't know that he writes his notes down hours before.
Mm-hmm.
So when he comes on, he can be that person that's like, and if you are fiery
my competent
fierce,
team.
Then you can be fearlessly endeavoring
Bunk.
Into the fabulousness that is little C. Like, really? Okay, sorry. So back to Sasha and Ricky. Boo.
Yeah, way boo. Boo, boo, boo.
Boo to your
Lame.
Outfit. Boo to his outfit. Boo to that skirt. Boo to everything. Buddha, the
Buddha
Nigel.
Whacking.
That was a whack job.
Oh, no.
That was it. Jesse's
and then
like,
Christina
it was a whack
said,
job.
Whacked it hard. Or
oh,
whacked.
I wish you would have whacked it a little harder.
What? I don't even know where to go from there, okay?
You know what song Ricky needs to dance to?
Which song?
Have you ever seen The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yes.
At the beginning. Where
yes,
goes,
Danny
this
Elfman.
This is Halloween. This
yes.
is Halloween.
Halloween.
He should do something like that.
Bum, 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 bum.
I think
yes.
he would make
yes.
a great Jack you, the Skeleton.
You did. Jackie. You said he looked a little like Tim Burton.
Tim Burton dance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think
yes.
that I think something along
Nightmare
that line.
Well, you know what? If they do come up with a musical for that, you know, on Broadway or
yeah,
whatever it is, he can be the star.
And it's funny because he did the dance with the sticks well, which was a character he was playing.
Mm-hmm.
But remember that dance a few weeks back he did with someone, it was like the dance about the dreams
uh-huh.
and the nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
dance could have been so amazing,
right.
and it just wasn't.
Exactly.
If he would have just gotten into the character.
Yeah.
He would have just felt it. I feel like he just does the choreography like a robot, like, this is what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, you can't do that on this show.
But and I think he has so much trouble finding the character
mm-hmm.
that when he did the whacking thing, it was to, like, this weird Beyonce
I'm sorry.
Song.
Really? Whacking?
And
can we not find a better
well,
name?
Well, actually, let me ask you guys this. Who was that choreographer? Is she a normal choreographer? Because I don't know.
No, she's known for whacking.
But like, really? And then the outfit she had in the...
Who picks those outfits? I really hope it's not the choreographer, because I'd be really disappointed in this woman.
Oh, did you see the choreographer's hat shindig that she was wearing on her
Maybe
head?
Maybe she did. She's like...
Lady Gaga was on last week. Sorry.
Right.
Right? With her crazy heels.
And her fly on her head. Awesome.
That...
What was her hat made out of? Fly paper?
Meat.
Meat. Raw meat. It's just hideous. Okay, so that dance was horrible.
Yeah.
But Sasha did have some great moments tonight. Mm-hmm. When she was with Kent, it was a Tice DiOrio number.
Yes.
Wow. And yes, that yes. prop that they used was wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I love, what is it called? When you run on the walls.
Yes, from like the Madonna videos. And
yeah,
all that stuff.
The
what the heck is it called?
You run up and
you run up
and you flip.
Oh,
and...
come on. I was supposed to. Okay, I.
You're gonna
know
think
this.
About it at 3 a.m. tonight, and you're gonna wake
no,
up.
I'm gonna be sleeping then. Sleeping.
You're
I
gonna
slept
dream about
horrible
it.
Last night. It was awful.
I know, me too.
But the song was Fool of Me, and the whole story was that Kent was making a fool out of her.
I felt it.
I felt it so much. And she didn't have to do anything. She could have sat there. She could have just called
that. She sat there and ripped that shirt off.
Uh-huh. And it was just, I mean, the stuff that they did using the wall, there was the split up on the wall. There was when he crawled over top of her.
Just hung up.
Uh-huh, hung onto the wall. I was crying the first time before you guys came in and watched it. I was crying just watching that.
She was crying. They were crying in rehearsal before they even
did it.
The dance on the show.
It seemed to me that Sasha has the most emotions to pull from out of anybody. But if you notice, that's kind of how it goes.
That is how you win.
Most like one's being adopted, and then you have Sasha, you have this family that's all the way across the water. What is it? Ricky, part of seven.
Oh, yeah.
You find that connection that you make with the audience is because of all those emotions, because you can pull from
those
so
life
much.
Experiences.
Yeah. Christina Applegate said, "You put your finger against the wall and it breaks my heart." So brilliant. Mm. Nigel said, "You're my favorite," but he had already said that Melanie was his favorite, and then Sasha was his favorite, and then Melanie was his favorite again. So stop being a whore. Or who said that? DJ Jesse. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Getting there. But I just, she's amazing.
How this was like a crazy love story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't write down who said it, but whoever said it said, "A true artist is able to tell a story."
Yeah,
and I love that.
It's I love that
true.
Too.
It just that's something you would see on like a little.
When I used to wrestle, there would be the wrestlers, and still to this day, there's the wrestlers that can go out there and put on a great match.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. I don't care if you've done 15 flips off the top rope or you've fallen from a ladder or you just got hit upside the head. Mm-hmm. What I care about is when you look up with that hand in the air, do I want to come over and help you?
Yeah.
Do I want to come over there and cradle you in my arms? Do I want to do that? And that's how I feel when it comes to the way Sasha dances. Is she does tell a story. Mm-hmm. I do want to come over and cradle her in my arms.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kent showed us that. And when he did it, I was like, I want to come over and do it too. Because, like, true artists, no matter what it is, no matter if you are...
Painting.
If you're a painter like Melanie is, or if you are a wrestler, or if you're a singer, or,
writer.
You know, a singer can come through the radio and you go, oh my gosh, that is every single emotion I've ever felt. in my entire life, in my body right now.
In one, in just a few words.
In a few words. Mm-hmm. And Sasha can do that with a finger on the wall. Yep. It's just incredible. Her solo that she did was to Lady Gaga's Teeth, which I think was a little bit of an homage to last week and the shoe and everything.
Yes.
And she was so strong.
It was powerful. I liked it.
Three people tonight that really impressed me with their solos was Melanie, Sasha, and Marco.
Mm-hmm.
Those three, they're fighting for it. I know we're not
well,
doing predictions
for Sasha's,
yet, but yes.
I said, literally, all I wrote here for her solo was, love her, exclamation point, winner, mm-hmm. exclamation point. Just because of that solo.
And her outfit was amazing. And mm-hmm. I just, and Little C did say one thing that I like tonight, and that's don't be ashamed of your struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a great quote that's, thank you for the struggle that gave me my art. I love that quote.
I do. I believe,
was it by, the lead singer of Pearl Jam? I think it was. Mm-hmm. Nirvana. Lead singer of Nirvana. It was by him. It was like, thank you for the struggle that gave me my art. And I think that's what the name of this subtitle of this.
Fuels.
Yeah.
These artists to create whatever it is they're writing or mm-hmm. performing or painting or singing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or
I mean,
dancing.
Van Gogh chopped off his ear. Come on.
If that's not
How
emotion right there.
How more tortured can you be than that? I'll just cut off my ear and send it to you. Please come back to me. Why can't you hear me anymore? Sorry. All right.
Oh,
I think
boy.
That's everybody. Did we cover everybody? I believe we
Marco
did.
Melanie.
Yes, you did.
Yes,
I believe
did.
So. All six. Little C, why are your nails so long? Please cut them.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to a commercial.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come off.
When the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
Yay! Uh-huh. Yeah.
Begin.
I really like
to tell
the song.
The story of how great
this week's
be.
Special segment, let's talk about most memorable dances.
Okay. Well, one of my favorite ones is, mm-hmm. I think it's from season 2.
Okay.
Allison and Ivan.
Uh-huh.
And they did...
The heart one?
No. It's called Why.
Okay.
Dude, I don't remember the artist.
That's okay.
It's from the early 90s song.
More important thing is why. Why is it your favorite? Why is your favorite?
It's not my favorite, but it's mm-hmm. one of my favorites.
Okay.
It showed such emotion. I think that's the first time we really saw that powerful emotion on So You Think You Can Dance. Mm-hmm. You know, it was season 2, the new, you know, still
yeah.
new. And I just felt it. You can mm-hmm. feel, and they were so young. They were 18.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ivan's never really been with a girl, I guess, at that point. Mm-hmm. And you can see he, supported her and grabbed her, and mm-hmm. you can feel it. And, I think that was my first favorite one on the show, where I still go back and watch that one again.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen that one.
Okay, we're
so now I'm
going
to have to watch it.
We're going to have to watch it.
No, definitely.
Another good one would be Cameron and Lacey.
Okay.
And that's the first time I think my group of girlfriends and I have... Yes, this is it.
Oh, I love this song so much.
Mm.
Now I definitely have to watch it.
Yes. It's cute. You can tell it's still beginner, you know, because the show is still in the beginning
mm-hmm. stages.
But the next one was Lacey and Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, where we've all seen the first, like, run and jump, run mm-hmm. and leap on somebody and be like, oh, my God, did that just happen? I got to mm-hmm. see that five more times.
Yeah.
And the passion. And that's the first time I've seen anybody kiss on the show
mm-hmm.
or look like they were kissing. And you can just see the passion mm-hmm. and the love and lust.
What was the dance with the picnic?
The bench.
The
with
bench
Travis
and Travis.
Ball. That one.
Oh, my God.
That, who?
Heaven on earth.
Oh, yeah. She runs and literally just goes and then falls back and her legs are just like dangling there like this. And she does it again and just runs and jumps on him again.
You know, I sometimes fall in love while I'm watching this show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who I'm falling in love with, but sometimes I swear I'm watching it and I go, oh my God, that is what it feels like.
Well, it's like, I see all the guys, I'm like, ooh, that guy's hot, oh, that guy's cute, But really, when I go back, I'm like, that girl, Allison.
Yeah.
Lacey,
Allison was insane.
They're the ones that make the dance that amazing, mm-hmm. where I just like, I gotta see that again. I gotta see it again.
I mean, for me, it was Gravity.
Yes.
Gravity is my favorite dance of all time. Mm-hmm. Probably because, like, I've felt that way before.
Same here.
Where someone has just continued to have their claws in me that I'm like, no, get off me.
And you
please.
Think you're out. And
you do, but there's a little bit still left. And it's just like, you know, you try and you try to get away. And they showed us that. That was so mm-hmm. amazing, so incredible. And then the other, and was that Sonia or Mia? Mia? I think that was Mia. Yes. Oh, my God. The song, even to this day, when I see the part where she's just reaching up and he's just like,
and he just holds her.
No,
you're not doing it.
No.
And she's just like, please.
Please. And I saw that live. And let me just tell you, it was just as impactful live as it was watching it for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the breast cancer dance.
That was Travis Wall, wasn't it?
No, that was Mia as well. It was insane. And it was a day.
Oh, okay.
And then
yes,
the naughty ballerina was in it.
Yes.
And that dance was just, I mean,
yeah.
I was in tears after it. It was just one of those numbers.
Well, you know, cancer is becoming so much more prevalent now.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people can relate to that.
You know,
losing someone with cancer. My best friend's mom just passed away in April of cancer. So, you know, it's like you can see these things. You can feel the emotion in these dances, you know, and it's tough. And you see this and you go, I can get through this. I can strive, you know.
Yeah. And the song was A Woman's Work. And it was just insane that, you know, to use that song. And, like, there's that one part where she's just holding herself, and he just keeps ripping her hands back and telling her, yeah, it's okay.
You can let go.
Oh, gosh. It was just so intense and so
makes
wonderful.
You want to cry.
Yeah, it does. It does. Oh, my gosh, does it? It's just, I think that's the impact of the show, though,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's the biggest thing is you can go from every emotion to what we've seen tonight is like, fighting back against a control that you can't help or if it's, you know, addiction that you have or if it's fighting against a disease. There's
mm-hmm.
just so much passion in dance that I am glad that it can become such a big part of everybody else's life. What a great show.
Well, you know what I love about So You Think You Can Dance is that, you know, growing up, I didn't grow up wealthy, you know,
mm-hmm.
I was nice middle class. You know, I have gone and seen performances, you know, at the Greek Theater and blah, blah, blah. I saw, you know, Phantom of the Opera and
mm-hmm.
all that stuff. I've seen dance performances and musicals and, you know, Lion King on this and, you know, Beauty and the Beast. And you see all these great
mm-hmm.
things. some people can't afford that $50 ticket,
mm-hmm.
you know? And So You Think You Can Dance can bring that to your television, and you can say, did you see that performance? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You can be in the gossip with everybody
else.
But
that was our thing when I was growing up. I mean, we couldn't afford to go on vacations all the time or do this mm-hmm. or that or whatever. So what me and my sister had was our dance competitions, mm-hmm. and that was our travel. That was our family's vacation when we got to go to a dance competition. And mm-hmm. if it was a recital year and we couldn't, we necessarily didn't always go on vacations because we had to pay for our dance costumes.
Mm-hmm.
That was my vacation. And still to this day, I'm so thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, definitely not.
It makes
you stronger. It makes you a stronger person going through these struggles.
Mm-hmm.
It's
expression. Mm-hmm. It's all about expression. And I really wish that it was brought to the classroom a little bit more. And that is all the preaching that I'll do about that. But I really think that art should be a bigger part of the classroom. Because I did not learn the way that other children learn.
Oh, me neither.
My chemistry teacher would literally draw pictures for me to understand. But when he did, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
But when he didn't, I flunked. So,
well, you know, they say, you know, 25% is from hearing, 25% of learning,
mm-hmm.
you know, a quarter of learning is hearing it, a quarter of learning is seeing it, a quarter mm-hmm. of learning is feeling it, reading it, hearing it, you know,
mm-hmm.
like all you have to use all your senses. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of artists, no matter what it is you do, writers and poets and dancers and such, they have that. They use all of their senses
mm-hmm.
into their, you know, what is it called? Not business, but
in the careers?
Their work, yes, in their careers, in their work. And
mm-hmm.
that's what we see here, you know? Yeah. I wish that art wasn't being taken away.
Yeah, no, art is being taken away. And that's why I'm also glad for National Dance Day and them starting it, is because even though it is being taken away mm-hmm. in the classroom, now there's a National Dance Day. And
now we have
two people in the Oval Office, Obama and his wife, that are physically active, and they mm-hmm. do like to go out there and do stuff, and they did acknowledge this as a national holiday. So hopefully, if we continue to move in that direction, then maybe the problems such as childhood obesity, or also mm-hmm. the problems with like children not learning because of the fact that art is going away,
mm-hmm.
maybe we can start moving it the other direction. And maybe that's just wishful thinking.
But parents are also a part of that, you know?
Yeah.
Art supplies are cheap.
Mm-hmm.
My little brother loves to draw,
mm-hmm.
and he'll see something. He can see your face and draw you, and you're just like, no, you
uh-huh.
trace that.
Yeah.
You trace that. And art supplies, you know, there can be pricey ones, but if you start them off on a starter kit, instead of playing video games, they're going to want to draw. They're going to
mm-hmm.
want to go outside and see that bumblebee flying around
mm-hmm.
and draw it.
Yeah,
they're going to want to be artsy, and maybe we can get the kids out.
Maybe,
on the streets, playing.
Maybe. Yeah. No, I agree. And this was a great episode. So how about some predictions?
Ooh.
Predictions. Who is the top four?
I know. It's so...
Predictions.
Oh. Who are we going to pick?
What do you think?
Marco!
Oh, what was that sound
Marco, from Marco, far away?
Whoa. Was that
Marco,
God?
I know, right? I'm like, God's talking to me.
Well, I think
DJ
you already said,
God.
Well, I think you already said who was going to win. I mean, you named three of them. You said Sasha, Marco, and Melanie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So who do you think that fourth person is really going to be?
Fourth guy?
Tad.
Does it have, wait, who else is there?
There's Ricky,
and Caitlin.
I was going to call her Claire.
So it has to be two boys, two girls?
Yes.
Well, oh, okay.
No, it doesn't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Does it?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yes.
I didn't know
Madame.
That.
It has to
Well,
be.
I hope it's Tad, because I don't know how Ricky has slid his way to...
He's calling in himself 50 gazillion times.
He's going to different payphones.
Do payphones even exist anymore? Somebody came into my job the other day going, hey, do you guys know where a payphone is? I was like... You could just use our phone here.
Payphones exist. Thank you very much. What in the heck?
I really haven't. I think they've gotten rid of a lot of them, though.
Most of them are gone. But they still have them in the airport. Thank you.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. I've seen him. What happens if your phone dies?
I really haven't flown anywhere.
I know.
SOL for you. Sucks. You're disconnected from the world.
I am right now.
Oh, wah-wah.
That's okay. I don't mind. I just can't wait for next week. These dancers are amazing. I'm really hoping that they do a best of show like they usually do every year next week. I want to see all my favorite dances again. I want.
Are they going to bring some from older seasons too?
No, they don't usually. But I wish they would. They did 1 year.
They should do that. I think they really should have like a tour, not for each season, but like of the best dances.
But who would pick? The judges.
I feel like you should take the winner of each season.
Yeah.
Who remembers that first guy, Nick? I haven't seen him in anything.
Yeah. Aw, poor guy.
Oops.
Poor guy.
Well, I haven't.
Yeah, that's okay. Sometimes, you know, you get to a point and you're just like, you know what? I'm done with that. Move on. Just saying. Awesome. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us and listening and watching. And thank you, DJ, Jesse, Janity.
Thank you, ladies, for the passion. The passion.
Oh, I was like, what was that?
I caught it through the microphone. Mm. No, but really, thank you guys for the passion you guys have for the show. Because you really, like, you saw how excited I was that I ran out there and you guys just had started it.
Yeah.
I really enjoy watching it with you guys. You guys bring so much fun and energy to it.
We get into it.
Thank you.
You've helped me fall. You guys and Marco have made me fall in love with something.
And Marco's
wink, abs. Wink.
Marco, if you're listening.
No, and Pasha's abs.
Pasha was nice when he was dancing, but then when I saw his face, I was like, that's like Play-Doh face.
Oh, right there. No! Oh.
Boop, boop. Put a bag on it.
Oh, no!
Oh, my goodness.
All right. We're out of here.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.